Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 12:30 in the morning London time on Friday, the 26th of April. The strong market reaction to yesterday's data release of first quarter US GDP suggests a touching and frankly naive belief in the accuracy of data on the part of investors, and indeed some sections of the media too. For an economist, it perhaps increases the importance of the March personal income and personal spending data from the States due today, and in particular, the headline and core personal consumer expenditure deflators. This is because of the weird addiction US statisticians have to annualizing everything. The weakness in GDP data can be downplayed. It will almost certainly be revised up in the coming quarters. The composition also suggests a more positive momentum in the future. It is the inflation narrative that needs to be looked at in more detail. Yesterday's GDP data showed disinflation and deflation becoming more entrenched in certain sectors of the US economy. Durable and non-durable goods prices are falling. Price levels are lower than they were at the end of last year, and in the case of durable goods prices, the price levels are lower than they were at any time in 2023 or at any time in 2022. So it is to services that we must look for the inflation surprise. This is not due to Gen Z refusing to work as serving staff and forcing up restaurant prices. Disinflation is evident there. The inflation really came from two sources. The fiction that is owner's equivalent rent remains a source of inflation overall, and the financial services sector seems to have been quite spectacular in some of its price increases. Quite a bit of this is due to commissions paid as a result of rising asset prices, which is something that is no longer happening, of course. This particular aspect of inflation can only continue if asset markets keep rising in the way that they did during the first quarter. Yet the annualization process assumes exactly that. Markets will keep rallying as they did in the first quarter, and that will then push up commissions, and that will then push up inflation. Looking at the data for the single month of March lessens the distortion coming from annualizing figures, when a lot of price changes right at the start of the year take place, and that therefore elevates the importance of today's data, in particular in the detail of today's figures. Away from the US noise, Japan's Tokyo area inflation for April slowed more significantly than had been expected. Headline consumer price inflation was far lower than any economist was expecting. Education subsidies would appear to have helped to push this figure down, and they do not have an impact outside of Tokyo. That limits the extent to which the Tokyo data will lead the national figures, but there is clearly more disinflation at work than can be explained by education prices alone, with disinflation or deflation in every major category of consumer prices in Tokyo. Euro area consumer price expectations are due. These are a survey of consumers' views on expectations, which means they will be driven by current food and fuel price inflation and will only accidentally relate to the actual trend of future inflation. Consumer inflation expectations, however inexpertly arrived at, could have an economic relevance only if they influence behaviour around things like wage bargaining, and there is little evidence of that being the case at the moment. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.